Blues lose. Everton 0, Durham 1 is the full-time score in that 12:30 kick-off. Martin Fitzsimons is on the phone. Hi to you, Martin.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm fine. Are you getting warmed up now? Now the temperature's getting a bit warmer?
I am, yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, it's been an awful...
Very touch and go, wasn't it?
Yeah, very cold week, isn't it, from our point of view. And obviously that's affected the way that you've had problems, of course. You didn't play last week. Your game was called off against Warrington Wolves, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, that's right. It was. Yeah, a bit of a surprise, really, because they claim that 3G is supposed to be all weather. And things like that, but yeah, it's even beaten the all weather pitches.
Yeah, I think it's the frost, isn't it? I know that Chester Rugby Club, they've got a 4G pitch, but they actually had players on the pitch beforehand, just breaking up the ice, but to get the game going. So yeah, I think it's when the ice is the issue, isn't it, really, from that point of view?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a bit of a shame, isn't it? And then tomorrow's game's also been called off, isn't it, against Altrincham FC Women as well?
Yes, yeah, it has. That one was a little bit more predictable. It was being played on a grass pitch. So yeah, we were half expecting it, but unfortunately with the weather, we've not even been able to get out and train.
Well, haven't you at all? No.
So we've been doing little lockdown sessions, like on Zoom and things like that, back to the days of the lockdowns and things. So yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's a tough one.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Especially for the players as well, because obviously you've been on the bit of a roll. The last game that you won, was it 6-2 last time, I think we talked about?
Yeah,
and you won there, and then like you said, then you've had all these delays again. So as a manager and as a team, it must be very frustrating for you.
Oh, yeah. The players are gutted, really, because although it's Christmas and, they want to go out and enjoy themselves and like that, work Christmas dues have a part to play in it as well. Ultimately the girls just want to play, so it's been really frustrating. Like, we made no point of hiding that it's been frustrating with the amount of games we've had away from home and the amount of games that are constantly getting called off for one reason or another, or we've had spare weekends and not a game scheduled. It's been a really frustrating start to the season, but hopefully after Christmas and the new year we'll be able to get a run together where we can play week in, week out, and hopefully the results will come with it as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask that question. I think I've asked this question before. Why is there so many away games? Because I've seen other leagues, you play alternatively at home and play away. Why has there been so many away games in your league?
To be honest, we're not too sure. There's been a lot of cup games in there, which are obviously totally random. And we've just been the unlucky side that's had to travel away for all of our cup games so far. But I think it's just the way the fixtures have been drawn in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've just been really, really unfortunate.
Yeah, because obviously if you could play at the King George V ground, of course, you could play on that pitch there, couldn't you, I suppose?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as well it might benefit us towards the end of the season when they start playing midweek games and things like that. Mm. Obviously at our level, players' work has an impact.
Yeah.
So hopefully if we can get home games there, that will stand us in a better position as well, with players leaving work, etc.
And hopefully you get some supporters coming down to cheer you on as well, to help
exactly,
you with that from that point of view as well.
Exactly.
So you said you've got a break now, so you're not playing now until mid-January, is that right?
Yeah, so the 15th is our next game, which is a County Cup game. So got a good period off, so our girls can enjoy the festive period. Hopefully not too much turkey, because they'll only have to get it off when they come back in.
I was going to say, how do you know? It's a big gap, isn't it? We've already seen in the World Cup, obviously you've got like the likes of the Premier League sides have been organising friendly games abroad, that kind of thing, to keep their team fit. So it's like you're actually starting all over again, isn't it, at the start of the season?
Yeah, it is, really. I mean, we've given them a little programme to be going on with and sort of trust that they look after themselves to maintain a base level of fitness, really. But other than that, yeah, we're sort of just handing things over. I think it's something that's done quite regularly over in Spain, with a winter break and things like that in the top levels there. But over here, it's kind of the festive period, sort of renowned for football, isn't it?
It's what
everybody lives for, who likes football. And it's a big condensed period of the season where, you know, everything can change, so it's quite big in England. But so we've given them a little plan to be going on with, so hopefully they'll come back in good shape, and it's just a case of stepping things up a little bit and not going right back to square one.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So there we are then. So, well, we're going to wish you all the very best for Christmas, Martin, and the rest of the team as well, and let's hope that you can, your form that you gained before the stoppages becomes in January.
Absolutely, that's what we'll be aiming for, Steve, 100%.
So listen, have a good Christmas and New Year, and we'll speak to you in the New Year. Thank you so much for coming on the programme.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Same to you. Chester's D Radio.